Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Salenzo's Runnings. The times we are in Nigeria, the rise of Africa, the world notices, the world knows. Everybody's interest in Africa. American and Western influence on Africa. The affluent we Africans are. And the security the security pact we have with our slaves. They are our slaves. I bullshit you not. Now, I say this confidently without any ambiguity or any doubt in my mind. Originals are weak, as we are as blacks. We Africans, we are the metrics of life. Metrics. They are just a mirror of us, trying to be us, but they can never be us, unless they know us. But I'm very grateful that they are getting to know us, because they are coming home. They are relating with us, you understand? But we need to crash the mirror, the illusions of the deluded, who the Zionists are. Welcome once again to Salenzo's Runnings. Selling, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Crashing the illusion of the deluded. You see, the Zionists are deluded. They see themselves as God. Yeah, they used to say they were God's chosen, but, you know, they're just deluded, really. They've changed a lot of things about the past, but they are not able to erase it. They've capped a lot of lies on top of it, but they are not able to sustain the lies. The intelligence that we are is rearing its ugly head everywhere. The confidence we are is in plain view. And the joy we exhibit is a vibe that is everybody is in love with. Why do we now still have a problem? The deluded. The illusion that they keep selling. The illusions of war. Fear mongering. Over no called over wise. Now them know every. Meanwhile, they know nothing. But you know, reality is coming back. Masculinity is coming back. Our masculinity does not fight feminism. It's a respect that is reciprocated. Everybody knowing fully well what their part in the society that our life is. You don't have to be somebody else. Whoever you are, there's a lot of joy in that your path if you have the wisdom and the patience of God. So why fight it? How many things can you really see in all the things to see? Look, the joy right now is a gillion times more than the sadness. But you see, that's the problem. The sadness is still the biggest because, man, no more. If you allow the joy to win, the sadness will start to corrupt. You see the problem? That is why, no matter how far we think we have gone, based on our joys, the corruption of evil will never stop disturbing us now. And as the appointers of death, yes, they appoint who dies, they appoint who succeeds. Original Oluways, now them be the Oluway that they sing for all those Afro songs. Say Oluway, they won't block your way. Now them be that. If they don't accept you inside their coven, you can never be rich. They question everything about you. Are you tall enough? Are you? And they blackmail you to keep you in line. You can see what is happening in USC and all of them. Their explanations are smelling. I said they were odious. It does not, you understand, give any credence to sense, as in the one that is common. Let's start, you know, updating ourselves about happenings. Because our victory is sure. And our present feeling is shameful. I don't know any other way to say it. Our success, our freedom, where we are going, if we're not going to reach there, we're not going to dead here. Now, immolinization things are the jaun as you. If we no go make them, if we no go be free, we no go day where we day now. The journey be like a far, but it's nearer than we all think. But the actions are, but we have to do more. How else can I say it? The actions, all the things we are doing, but God is still not proud of us. Because of more. They are still going to kill humans today for free. We have to do more. It is not because I even know what we have to do, but it is because we know we have to do. But the joy in my heart is the fact that we are doing and the fact that we have never stopped. Now, Code Pink, some gorgeous ladies in America, I think they're already in Turkey now, trying to sail to Gaza. A lot of people have done it. Please, some journalists who are doing it, they are sailing into Gaza. They are going to actually, it's not a bluff. The Zionists are ready with their guns. But are they enough? Because we really need to ask ourselves, because this is just about humanity. It's not about whether you are tall, short, dark, yellow. All those things really don't matter because we are just human beings in a body. We are spirits in a body. And this vessel so given to us by God, all these formists, godisms, they are forming God. They have done it to those that have done it before. They will come, forcefully take over their ship. They own everything. They know everything, despite their obvious lack of sense. But how many of us are going to be sailing? But whether we become so many or not, to those that are going before us, it is just the beginning of the journey. It is not only by sea that we can access Gaza if Pelumi Nubi can drive all the way from England to Nigeria. Why can't you get to Egypt? We must start finding out our hindrances to our freedom because they have locked our lives down in Gaza, showing us the right to kill. On the 17th, that was the day I heard it happened. Kids were on the playground. And they started killing kids on the playground. Meanwhile, their mate Iran, that showed them they were nothing. They did beg that they should let them do something that will look like retaliation. Iran said no. They now went to package what looked like an retaliation. You know what? Even my own male asked me, say, Israel, don't retaliate. I don't let her know, say no. They lie, say they retaliate. Because how can you retaliate when the person where you hit, no acknowledge him, and the person where do him, not fit talk how he do him, but only America know. Oh, definitely with their Portuguese in France and all those idiots and Germany. Now, here's the thing I want you all to understand. We must break ourselves free from the shackles of fear. It's just fear. True. They use guns to murder people in front of us, but there has always been one thing. I hear in America they are talking of cop cities and all that. But you see, this is how I believe they've tied, the monarchies down. I saw one video. I did not store it or do anything really, but it made sense and I was always even preaching that. But this was by a white man that was actually, confessing really that the political class are being blackmailed by the Zionist Jews. They are being blackmailed. I believe that to even be the case in my own country, Nigeria, and a lot of other African countries. You see, any relationship we have with them, once they see that bright future in you, they will always find something to tie your humanity to. You understand? They can get you drunk and take you understand, in some uncompromising positions that even you yourself will not even know how you got there. Let us ask our leaders, what are they blackmailing you with? Who never fuck up, raise up hand. They are. It is not ordinary. You see, some of them, their lives are under threat, complete threat. You see, the youths already unearthed it. You understand? That was Mossad. They just capped intelligence. You see, if you look at the history of the West and America, especially America, right from World War II, Einstein and the atomic bomb, they've made the Zionists, you understand, the backbone of their imperialist conquest. You understand? They are now doing it from afar. What I mean is, all they need is those in power. They let them have money. You understand? And at the end of the day, claim to be their protectors. In America now, all the defense contracts, a big punch, I am very sure is in his 90th percentile, of future technology and all those things about warfare is entirely in the hands of the Zionists. Now, their banking sector is in their hands. All their industries are in the hands of the Zionists. So that is why there is a chokehold. They will tell you they are the ones financing the universities, which is a lie. I say this because you will find out that since Canada and the UK has been chasing foreign students, they are having to shut down courses, you understand? And, reduce staff. So it was never, ever the Zionists that were actually doing it. It was money that the people were paying. Do you understand? But the body of power of politics is just being held by them ignorantly. I ask, you understand, that USC student, Columbia State University students, you understand, she always understand that in their lives they have options. It is not it is not by going to Columbia University alone that you become successful. There are lots of people you see talking intelligently that did not go to Columbia State. And here is one thing you Americans and all these Westerners used to really wake up to. If we that come from Africa always end up getting your jobs because we are better trained, why do you pay all that nonsense money to go through all that nonsense you go through based on their ignorance? Or are you the one that is ignorant? Look, options is what makes the world go round. They have filled your heads with lies. And I know people are traveling, and I know people are even traveling towards Africa, which is good, you understand? But it is not just one way. Do you understand? What I mean by it's not just one way is the fact that there's still value there. But it is one of the things, you don't have to leave America. You can come experience something else. So that, like, if you come to school in Nigeria now, you can take part of that experience back home. Do you understand? All of us will stay in one place. And I will tell everybody that cares to listen that I don't hate Americans, I don't hate the UK. Yes, I believe we have better weather, you understand? But there are still advantages inside that, those disadvantages that even I would still like to enjoy because it's just an experience. Do you understand? At times, I'm in Lagos and I'm missing Kano. Harmattan period, oh God. There's a way it vibes with me. And if I go to England, you understand? It might be during the heat that I'm missing the snow. You see, you have to experience a lot of things to be able to miss a lot of things. Do you understand it? All based on joy. I know that the Gaza issue is still there. And as I'm saying, but please forgive me. You see, there's so much joy around that sadness is even, that's even why they are getting away with it. But please, let's be robust. And I'm not saying we are not. We are, in fact, as a human being or in this life, the ingeniousness of everybody. Some people went to write an app to trace these Jewish, Israeli, Zionist things. Everybody's been fantastic. And the next stage right now is us actually occupying Gaza. That's actually what I'm talking about. Some are going before us. But let me let the world know that they cannot fail. Whether they stop them or not, we only get to get more. You understand? And as for Iran, Ayatollah, thank you very much for actually finally showing that the Zionist Israel was not impenetrable. But all this funfair that you people are doing, it's actually an embarrassment. Not to just the rest of us, but you should be ashamed of yourselves. Why I say that confidently is because Iran struck Israel because they killed two of its generals in the consulate, right? But Iran has no issues when they are killing kids on the playground. They have no issues with that. Because there are now some kind of laws that are now kicking. There are some kind of permissions. That is why, because you see, the heat on Israel, I don't know if I've said it out. You understand? It annoys me. As much as it gives me joy, it annoys, it angers me greatly. Because I don't podcast, I think, from November, 4 days. We need to do it 4 days. You did not just make that weapon you used now. Is it fear or retribution that kept you, you understand, that you allowed over 30,000 people die before you do that one? As I was now thanking God for that, and I found out that that is really not your business. It is just what you have become that you are just showing the world. Is that what you will submit to Allah, Ayatollah? Is that what you will tell Allah? That Ayatollah, that if they only do your own, so those other ones are not now your own, or they are not really your own, or I am not even understanding. The Arab nation is a shame to behold as we are like this. People are leaving from America. I need a ride too because I know they like day back. I know just know how, but anybody that can contact me, please. Ah, if not that by that, I go on God. And I see glorious way to go now. Nah. But now, I know whoever fear now. Nobody go fear now. Omo, una go collect. Iran, send some of these missiles. See, I say, did they sing any to bata fili, fili, to bata fili, fili. Makan something. You can't say you get now. Nah. You go take for, what if you want to take all that one, do, when it drop, we'll call the analyzer and say, ah, now so he fast. I should be all these mouths now they make. They allow them to kill human beings, they kill women, they kill children for playground. Qatar, UAE, don't they do adverts? Say 2 days later, no, we don't have the idea that water that will go into the ground. We don't know what flash flood is. You just carry camera, come out. You leave the smell away, the smell. Or then, we are Africans. Rainfall, you understand, Amatan, when it come like this, we they know, say, now, oga. Now, wait till we just let you know. When the rain fall, we for Africa know, say, God, now, oga. Let me let you know one thing. There's this, Dylan Page or something, one American. I always like Dylan Page, or he's a guy, one fine guy like that. You understand? I keep fucking up that, but maybe you know him. Now, he was the first person that I heard saying that he was not cloud seeding. And here's what was always making me laugh. He first of all went into the narrative of cloud seeding not being new. Do you understand? He now said how it had been, you know, used to manipulate weather. To the point that the UN banned cloud seeding. Now him, they explain, no, no, be say I go investigate. Oh. I'm not like. So it can be used for evil. To the point that the UN recognized it. Because one of the things he said was that during the, nuclear accident, I think, or whatever happened in Russia, they used cloud seeding to keep that cloud away. You understand? So they know the truth of it. They know it can cause havoc. But they are now repackaging it, saying now that it is not it that is causing it, despite knowing that it can cause something. And that something is so bad that they banned it. But they are now arguing now that it is not what is causing it. Because at the end of the day, science has to, you understand, win. Well, there's one thing I do know, though. Science is not even in it. You see, what science does not understand is the fact that when you alter something, you do not know the result of that alteration until you get the result. And the wisdom is, you understand, do not think you know more than God. I swear you down. Because this one that they are defending, because the water has gone down, that ran, it rained only one day. Only one. I remember seeing the clouds, you understand, when it was coming and it actually did not rain. They are not thanking God for that. They are advertising that, Dubai, one thing. May God forgive you now. May God forgive you now. Because for Lagos here, when you see 7 days rain, 8 days rain, 10 days rain, we didn't know. We didn't beg God, God may stop. When I see they make mouth, Na future life day. Na make you na the generator before. More na generator again. Now, King Abdullah. King Abdullah of Jordan. The fakest of fakest. You know why I say he's very fake? You see, for someone that actually fought on the side of Israel when Iran attacked, he was the only one of the kings that was in a plane. He was throwing aid down to those he was joining to do. You understand? A person where they do you, could they form helper. I remember when I watched the video, the fakeness was very obvious because he was looking into the camera. So it was all for show. But there are Jordanians in that country. I really think it's high time the Arabian people themselves. I don't know how you are going to do. You better speak up. Because when they say Saudi Arabia now, it is their king and their people that are useless. When you say Jordan, their king and their people that are useless. When you say UAE, they say they have built somewhere. What nonsense. Now, it's just a tourist attraction, one of the places people will go, and people will reduce to come. Because, Omo, people don't like sadists. You people are sadists. You are subhuman, I swear you down, for being such sellouts. You are creating your... They are not denying, no, we did not. You have always been now. Saudi Arabia, they gave you 2034 World Cup as compensation for the evil you are doing to your fellow Arabs. You people are a shame as leaders. And Ayatollah, I'm still not counting you different. Neither is Erdogan. I with some people will not reach anything, go hold everybody down. Despite your 20 years investment and the grace of God on your side, now fear you still hold strong. Please do help me share. To the people of the world, the humans, we are simply the best. Yes, it looks as if we are losing, but we're built to win. It's just a story so that we can all understand. And to my Palestinians, please hold tight. The world is coming. The world will reach God. Thanks for sharing.